Australia, good evening America, and welcome to everyone across the planet today. You are back on Secret Women's Business. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and my co-host is the gorgeous Annie Gibbons. But before I introduce you to Annie, here's what you need to know. So if you're listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, we have the wonderful Payo ready and waiting to provide you with links about the things we talk about today. And if you want to watch the show in replay, jump on to YouTube or Binge Networks USA, HeroGo TV, Paz TV, Zondra TV Networks, and the Tony TV channel available on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the planet. Now, each and every week, we do a wonderful thing that empowers our beautiful Indigenous communities across Australia, and that is the acknowledgement of country. So today, I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and broadcast, and pay my respects to the elders past and present and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here listening today. Now, this is your regular show with the wonderful Annie Gibbons. And Annie is a passionate, purpose-driven fempreneur, CEO, global women's empowerment coach, course creator, podcast host, speaker, and number one best-selling author. She's also the founder of the Women's Business Incubator, Life by Design, and Women Collaborating Globally. And each and every week, it's my pleasure to talk to Annie about some of the things that she's created based on her decades of knowledge and wisdom from the business world and from her roles in corporations across Australia. Now, just before we got on the show, we were discussing the state of the weather. It's turned cold in Australia. And when I say cold, that's probably not the type of cold that you would experience in America, because we don't get snow in too many parts of Australia. But Annie and I were just discussing how long it takes Annie to get to the snow should she want to go snow skiing. It's about 6 hours, which for some people sounds like an awfully long drive, but it's not for Australia, is it, Annie?
Absolutely not, Tony. It is that's just what Aussies do, right? We get excited, we want to go somewhere, and we just get in the car and drive. So 6 hours to the snow for a 3-day skiing is totally worth it for me, and I'm happy to go up and down the highway to do it.
And the reason we were talking about the weather is because we've got some really great snowfalls across the Alps and Highlands in southern Australia at the moment, which was why we were talking about the snow. But I digress. We have important topics to cover today. And this course that Annie, one of the courses that Annie's recently developed, is called Life by Design. Annie, I wanted to start the show and discuss what life by design means to you personally.
I think it's been the revelation for me personally after probably one or two decades too late. And that's why I actually designed the course, so that we can actually go, you know what, ladies, just start realizing you can start designing your life from the very first moment, right? We're born onto this planet. Our life is there to enjoy and blossom into. And so just start evolving, and you've got unlimited choices. So I think for me, you know, I'm the woman who got, found her childhood sweetheart at 19, engaged, married at 20, had twins at 23, twins at 25, another fifth child at 32, and navigated my 3 degrees and my busy, busy life. And I actually think I sort of got lost in there, although loving every aspect of my life, but I got lost in the sense of self, right? Mm. Who am I? What is my true essence? What's my skills and my attributes and personality? And how can I actually feel that I'm in control of my life. I'm actually leading my life proactively with intent rather yes. than just letting it happen to me and reacting. And I think there's many of us who would relate to that, that you go, I just get lost in the busyness, or someone yes. just starts calling me, you know, the twins mum, you know, and I'm like, do they yes. know my name? I don't even know if they know my name, you know, and is that important? Yes, because yes. it's kind of like, well, you know, am I?
You're Annie first.
Right?
You're Annie first.
Before the wife, before the mum of the twins, before the CEO, before the, you know, the neighbor, the friend, you know, it's about just not becoming selfish. I had a sort of thing, oh, I don't want to become selfish. It actually is actually just being self-assured. It's about saying, okay, if I've got my life, however long it is on this planet, how will I actually just lean into it and step into its greatness of who I could be, amazing or not at times, quirky, fun, edgy, whatever, but actually feel like I am in control. So it was that sense of, you know, experiencing my life through the ebbs and flows that are, you know, feeling confident, feeling unconfident, feeling like everyone else is asking for bits of me constantly, feeling like I don't have a choice when I actually did, but I didn't feel that I had a choice. There were many elements in there, feeling that I was just overwhelmed. I had no time for myself. I felt like that was then going to be selfish, or that would mean that I wasn't nice, didn't care about others. I kind of had these blanket statements, which I think a lot of women have from the way we're raised, the whole combination of that. And then I realized once I went into coaching, Tony, that like, seriously, I was not unusual. So many women who went, oh my gosh, if I could talk to my young self, right? If I could go back to when you're, you know, even probably 16, 17.
Yes, I was just going to say, have that conversation.
Have that conversation and realize, you know what, you are born in this planet to be you, to be uniquely you. You want to spend your time, good time, exploring who that person is, realizing that you're going to grow and evolve and change, and that's all good. Realizing that you'll have some funny stuff ups in your life, and you'll go a little bit out there, and you'll have experiences that will grow you, and you won't like them, but they're good. Because you will have you'll know more about yourself, and the stronger you are in your essence and your core being means that you will navigate life better. So that's
you will have a life by design, because you've designed it. That's the premise behind your course, Life by Design, isn't it?
Absolutely. Annie? Absolutely. I want to know that's right. If this is my life, I'm the designer. I'm not letting someone else design and tell me what I'm going to do. You know, we've got so many armchair critics who watch and influence our life, right? You know, whether it's parents or family or friends or whatever, and they all have their perspective of who you're supposed to be, who you are, as if they know more than you, you know, what's great for you, how you should respond. There's so many pressures, but it's all subjective, right? And it's actually our choice as to how much we allow that to influence our journey, you know, because we're basically navigating the journey, and you can still be respectful, you can still be appreciative, you can still be loving, you can still be all those things once you get that balance right, and you level up, I will call it, to that next level, that you can see their intent. Thank you for believing that I could or couldn't do that, you know. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate your opinion, but you don't need to accept it. Some of them you do. You need to lean into better mentors, better guidance, better tribes, right? Which is why I started my women's business tribe.
This tribe.
But when we get lost in we don't feel that we are designing. We don't feel like we're in control. And it's not about being a control freak, right? It's not about saying, I have to have everything my way, in my time, this and that, whatever. No, you have to live in a environment that is appreciative of everyone else's needs. You know, you don't always get your own way. It doesn't always happen in your perfect time in that way, as expected. But when you lean in, when you step into this being that you're becoming, right, we're always becoming, then you actually go, oh my gosh, I am driving my little bus. I am driving, you know, whatever vehicle you feel like, you know, you can imagine. And I get to choose who sits next to me, who comes in my little bus, who I actually allow on and off, how much time they spend with me, what power of influence they have on my life. I actually suddenly start making those decisions because I then become the conductor, right? Become the controller. If you're on the stage, I love it because I'm a little bit theatrical. I go, ladies, imagine you're the queen bee, right? You get to be the queen of your own show.
You are
right?
The guru.
You are
of
the
your
guru
own life.
Of your own life. And you get to go, I am the one, I am the leading lady in my life, right? Whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to have crowns. It doesn't have to bling. No. You create your own. You know, I'm all into bling it up your own little way. But you then also get to decide who are my co-stars, right? Who are my support crew? Who are my assistants and people that I go to help me, to advise me? You know, we package our life personally and professionally in a way that we can go, okay, I like to imagine it that way and go, yeah, that's right. If I'm my leading lady, what's going to bring up the best in me? Who am I going to position next to me, around me? Who am I going to seek advice from?
Who are you going to allow in and around you? Because that's a choice, Annie, that you can make. You don't have to let nasty people in and around you.
No.
That's a choice. You can just go, no, go away.
Oh my God, this has been the biggest revelation of my life, Tony, that I had spent, you know, like 25 years allowing really hostile negative influence and people not believing me about facts that had happened and situations, and everyone's got stuff in their family. And so, you know, I actually went, I have to accept I don't have a choice. I believed strongly that I didn't have a choice. There was no other way. I just have to suck it up. I have to let people treat me poorly. I have to let them, I have to apologize to things that I didn't do, you know, don't believe in. I actually thought that was made me a good person and I fit in better and that was okay. Oh my God. It is so those listening in, when you feel like you're in that state, it's just an oxygen thief. Like it is just a place that you just feel like I can't breathe. I'm never respected for who I am. I'm never appreciated. I'm not valued because you can't be your true self. Now, when you then step into that next realm, which is so achievable and so liberating and so fantastic, that you then suddenly go, oh my gosh, like why didn't I do this 10 years, 20 years ago? Now there will be cost. People won't like it. People will hate it. People will tell you terrible things, which you wish they'd actually
said. They will
said.
Say terrible they things.
Will, they will say terrible things to you and they'll go, you know, I don't like this person you're being, becoming. And you go, well, that is who I am. You know, like they don't like it because they're not getting what they got from you before. They're not getting the person who always, you know, did all their work.
Backed down.
Their needs, backed down, allowed to be bullied, allowed to be told things. They're not going to like that. But the secret is with Life by Design is we don't want to be living our life in a way that will then just be blowing in the wind, that we respond because someone else doesn't like it. We're not living it for other people's comfort. We're hoping they feel comfortable with us. That's lovely.
But you know, if they don't,
then that's their situation. That's their loss. That's their problem to deal with. It's not our problem. And this is a huge, it sounds really easy while we're talking about it. It can require some therapy if you've had a really challenging time. Oh my gosh.
It can require lots of therapy.
It required a fantastic therapist for me because I just had major blocks. And my major block was actually, I don't want to be a bad person. Like,
yeah.
And actually, it just shows that Annie Gibbons actually is a really sweet person because that was my biggest block. I didn't want to not be a nice person. You know, you could have worse blocks than that. But that was so important to me that I didn't want to be the bad guy. I didn't want to be the person that caused, therefore, if I put things out, then other people felt really uncomfortable and other people got angry about it and I upset their norm, right? And because
but that's
I
their
value
problem.
the concept of that, I didn't appreciate that that was their problem, but it is their problem. It's the same as if you did anything, anyone else does anything to me and I have a problem with it, it is my problem. It's not their problem. They're just doing their thing, you know, and that's the great thing. That's why I love that whole concept, which is what we're talking about today, and why, you know, how people transform in this program, Life by Design, because all of a sudden they just get their power back. They get to know themselves incredibly well. They get to examine why they respond in certain ways. They get to appreciate, you know, times, all those experiences. They can just suddenly see them for what they are. And they get to then choose when they're going to step out and challenge those in a very safe and supportive environment and way, right?
So I was just going to say, life by design was created to bring you into a safe space where you're supported. Life by design, who does it help the most? Who's it specifically designed for, Annie?
Oh, look, it's designed for every woman, to be honest, because we're constantly evolving.
Agreed.
We're going through what we call stages of transition. And men do as well, but I think women go through more of those. And we also have more, you know, complexities in that. And what I mean by that is, you know, from a young girl, it's those decisions of, you know, career, you know, even what's appropriate careers for women and men, as if there is a difference. Whereas men just go, I can just do whatever. It's not, these are not decisions. So going into your first career is a big, big time for you, or even, you know, going to university, going to your first job and career starter, actually falling pregnant, becoming a mom, if that's your journey. You know, these are huge times of transition. Even then, suddenly becoming a mom of teenagers, or in a new relationship that you inherit, stepchildren who are of various ages. You might have different partners that have had different influence on you. So it might be relationship. It could be from divorce. That is very common, that you suddenly go,
that's,
oh my God,
another
single again.
Transition.
What is that? I don't feel I've lost. Or even if a partner has died, or you know, situations happen, you're suddenly feeling a half of you instead of a whole of you. So it's all of those. It might even be, you know, even times of, you know, that, you know, entering 50s when your kids are leaving home, maybe, or you're having, you know, in perimenopause, or going through menopause, you might just
retirement.
Do you know what I mean, Tony? There's all these stages that we often don't acknowledge and talk about,
and they're transitional. Evolving from one stage of life, one sort of person, because it's very different when you go from motherhood of primary school to motherhood of teenagers. That's a life stage. When they leave home eventually, another transitional stage. So life by design is about helping people at those pivotal moments of transition in their life to suddenly go, what would my life look like if I really lived it the way that I want to?
Yes, and it's never too late, Tony. This is the thing. It is never too late. I have women who've done my programs who are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and just suddenly going, oh, my gosh, well, seriously, I'm just going to, you know, pack that last 40 years. You know, I didn't get there, that whatever reasons, and now they just blossom. They start businesses. Mm. They just become active in their community. It's the confidence, right? They suddenly just have this inner confidence and glow and excitement, because there's new things always evolving. And also I think the point too is, you, a lot of people go, but I don't want to change, or I don't want to, you know, feel like I have to try and pretend to be this new person. That's actually not what it is. You're not changing. You're not pretending. You're actually
evolving.
You're evolving, actually, and finding more and more about yourself. And you will, you know, as you evolve, bits of you will come out when you do experience the ebbs and flows of life. I grew incredibly, Tony, when my kids had really hard times, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I remember just becoming this, just this stronger, more empathetic person. When I remember I had a situation when my second set of twins, it was their first week of high school, and one of their friends got killed, hit by a car and killed. And it just, their world. So they'd gone through primary school with him. He's just absolutely gorgeous boy. And all of a sudden I had these traumatized 12-year-old boy-girl twins. And they were, it was just, it just devastated their world. And particularly because there were only a few from their primary school who knew this boy. And because he'd only been at high school for a week, other people in the year are like, who is he? I don't even know. And it felt, they were like upset that everyone didn't know every bit about him. And like, anyway, the long story is that as a mom, I'm suddenly going, oh my gosh, I just had to just step up to this whole new level of being. Yes. And I learned all these parts of myself as I supported them and protected them. I didn't know I had these qualities. You know, I knew I was a good mum and a loving mum, but I really had to dig deep and evolve in those sort of situations. I had to evolve as, you know, when my dad got a brain tumor and I suddenly realized that, oh my gosh, this rock of my life is going to leave me at some stage. And it grew me into this other stage of womanhood of, you know, just realizing people will come and go and experience pain and grief and bits. So, and then still say, but I'm going to be, you know, I'm still going on. I'm still this individual first. Then, you know, for me, then I've got my relationship with my beautiful husband, James, and then I'm a mum, and then I'm a friend, and where I even position, you know, even my career, I'm an executive, you know, C-suite career woman, but where do I put that in the mix? There's so many things that I need to repackage and resort, and I've listed them differently, I've prioritized them differently as I've gone through those stages of transition, right? Because when you suddenly have a situation of, you know, one of my kids had a traumatic medical diagnosis, for example, and was taken out, you know, for a period of time just as she adapted to that and challenged it. You know, we've had many situations of life challenge, family challenge, you know, our own personal stuff, which everyone will have. And then that means you have to step back and go, right, every single day, you know, I now have to prioritize how many hours am I working? How many hours am I away? Do I choose to go on this, you know, work opportunity, or do I choose to go to my kid's graduation, you know, life stuff, you know, it makes you suddenly go, I am in control of every single decision, the way I respond, the way I prioritize, the way I value. And I actually can become unapologetic about that, because when you have, when you learn to have just confidence in your truth, as we'll call it, you go, this is who I am and this is my choice, right? And when you are in control of your life and yourself, and you then go, well, this is the way it's going to be for me, I might make decisions in the future that would be different. That's okay. I'm not worrying about them. At this time, at this moment, this is who I'm stepping into being. This is the decision I'm making. You don't need to apologize to anyone about that. You don't need to worry, are they going to be uncomfortable, comfortable? That actually should be irrelevant. You know, we always like it to be more comfortable for everyone. Oh, yeah. That is not the reason.
Reality.
To make these decisions. And when you start living your life in this way, oh my gosh, you will feel so empowered. You will feel like, you know, a weight has been dropped off you know, because we carry around so much stress.
We carry around expectations of our parents and our siblings, of society. And that's what life by design is about. It's about releasing you from other people's expectations and finding your own. What do I want? How do I want to live? How do I want to present in the world? And life by design not only does that from a personal perspective, but from a business or working perspective as well, a professional perspective, doesn't it, Annie? You've created, and I've got a vision of that beautiful circle that you have on the Life by Design webpage that encompasses life as a whole. Life by Design is about the whole self, your whole person, your whole life.
And when the listeners go to my website, womensbizincubator.com, and they click on the Life by Design, they'll see that wheel that I've
beautiful
made.
Beautiful wheel.
And so it is rather pretty. And,
oh, it's good.
And what I've done is I've done a personal framework is half of it and a professional framework for the other half.
Yeah.
And so that's basically, and you can do things in any order. Some people come into the program.
I was going to ask, it's not, yeah. You don't have to step. Like a, you don't have to follow a certain
no,
thing. You can pick what resonates
different.
With you.
Oh my gosh, yes. My life experience has been so crazy that I now go, you know what? You can do it however you like. I'm not going to go, you have to start at the very top. You know, you can go in any order because I'll have people who do exactly that. So what mm-hmm. we do once you get into Life by Design is you then enter Make Magic Personally and Make Magic Professionally. So there's two yes. sides of it because there's two areas of our life. Now you might go, okay, I want to actually start with Make Magic Personally. So you're going to, you know, the first module, you'll start talking about your now. Where are you now? You know, let's actually look
what's
at,
happening with you?
What is going on? And we start sort of, you know, getting the reality, learning how we would feel if we suddenly got unstuck, if we, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed and overcommitted and overstressed, you know, how would that actually feel? Why is that happening? And so, you know, it's a really great understanding. And then we start going on to your dream. What would you dream it to be? We look at your essence. We look at your mindset. We look at the story that you've been given or given yourself or let other people give you. And then we start redefining what story you want to have as your new late lord leading lady. We look at how you're going to grow and what your strategies are going to be, and we most importantly actually start through this process actually start defining what success looks like for us, right?
And I think it's like a roadmap, isn't it?
It's a roadmap. We're on a roadmap and go, but if I get to that destination that I'm just living day in, day out, whatever, what is that destination and how will I measure if I've actually achieved what I want to achieve? You know, is it results? Is it, you know, it's going to be a whole package. Is it going to be finance? Is it going to be, you know, the way I feel? Is it going to be the people I'm surrounded by? Is it the experiences I've had? You know, life is a cocktail, right? And so it's yes. like, what's your little cocktail that says, oh my gosh, like I want to be that 70 or 80 year old woman who goes and says, oh, my life has just been a life.
I'm going skiing for the week.
I want to just go, you know what? The snow was falling and I got in my little car.
I've got
to go. 6 hours. And I went, I was so blessed that I'd created a life that I knew what I loved. And when the moment was there, I took it, right? You know, and I'm actually at that stage now because I've been been nominated to go on Survivor Australia, and so there I'm still in the preliminary stages,
which we're really excited about. Oh, and I actually want to encourage the audience to think of Annie on Survivor because I actually believe that energy of multiple people thinking about Annie on Survivor. Wouldn't you like to see Annie on Survivor? God
to
see Annie on Survivor.
I wish you could vote for me now. But anyway, the producers are still deciding. So let's just say a little prayer, a little woo-hoo, go Annie. But yeah, Annie vibes, because I would absolutely love it because you can see I'm just high energy and I just love new things. But the reason
And it
is,
would make the show, but that's the essence, isn't it, Annie?
But that's the essence. That's
the essence
I'm
of Annie Gibbons.
And I go, wow, I'm 54 and I've got my life and I've, you know, is anything perfect? I actually don't even relate to that word because nothing's ever perfect. It's evolving. It's a changing. What I want to know is, you know, if I'm at the end of this program, and obviously I am because I've written it for you, but always assessing and monitoring, then my success would be, yes, if Survivor Australia is something that I would absolutely love for me, not for everybody, but for me, it ticks all my boxes. If they reached out to me and said, Annie, would you be able to go on this amazing adventure?
You want to be able to go.
I would go, yes. Now that's success to me. It means that if my granddaughter popped up, you know, was suddenly my son said, you know, can you look after the girls or something? And I could adjust my life to say, yes, I want to be there for them. I will drop things and evaluate. That is success to me. If my adult children are going through something and going, Mom, I just need you to, you know, is there one day this week that you could come over and have lunch at my work or something? I want to know that I can adjust my situation because they've reached out for a reason. So the things that tick my boxes, the fact that, you know, I want to make sure that I can kayak, you know, every couple of weekends and do my sporty stuff and go to the gym or do whatever. Now, it's about what makes you tick. So that's the personal side. So I actually go, I know how I'll measure my success because I have done all that preliminary work. And the great thing is once you get through this sort of process, then you also know what decisions you don't want. If I got asked to advertise a junk food item or something like that as a brand ambassador, I'd just go and say no.
No, that doesn't
align. Even if you paid me lots of money, it doesn't align with me. It's a no. If someone asked me to say something that I actually didn't believe in, I didn't, you know, I didn't value or actually didn't happen, I'll get people to say, just say this happened. I go, no, it didn't happen. I'm not going, you know, I'll know what my values or my ethics are. I know how to, because to me, that measures my success. For me, it's about success, balance, and happiness. It's that right blend of those three words. And then you also have the other side, which is your professional framework, right? And so you want to look at, well, where am I now professionally? What is my value? Do I have value in the professional range? You know, what skills, qualifications, qualities, capabilities, all of those sorts of things, where am I now, right? Then I want to then start, now module two then goes into your purpose. Well, what's your big dream about how you can contribute? What interests you as a career option? And there's no point, even if you've done 4 years at university, if you hated it and you hate that career, doesn't mean you now need to do it for 30 years. You know, unfortunately, other people would get really upset with you if you didn't do it. But that's right. Once again, their problem, it's about saying what brings out the best of you. So what do you actually want to contribute? It might be a job, might be a career, might be an entrepreneur. It could be all sorts of things. What's driving you is the third module. We start exploring, you know, is it status? Is it security? Is it the rewards? Is it being creative in that role? Is it the expertise? Is it the power? Is it who you're affiliated with? Is it just having autonomy that you can do things in your own time, in your own way? There's so many drivers, and sometimes we don't pause to actually examine who we are in that way. Then we actually look at the SWOT, the strengths and the weaknesses, the opportunities and the strengths, and we actually start mapping out a career journey and go, will it all happen exactly to time? No, mine didn't. No. I navigated 3 degrees around 5 children to do things over many years, you know, and if other, we can then often get paralyzed in this stage because we can be jealous or envious of other people. Yes. I used to be. I'd be like, oh, imagine.
And that's very normal reaction, though, Annie.
So normal.
And it's okay, but if you
your time
but if you it's about if you allow that to consume you, that's where the change needs to happen.
Exactly. So we then, once again, all of my programs, as you know, Tony, are very realistic. They go and
they
say,
are.
Don't battle with what you don't have. We actually just look at what
focus
we
can, on what you do
what you
have.
Can do. And it's about stepping stones. And my whole life journey has been like this, and all of those women I've coached around the world. So I can assure you that everything is possible. That career journey is just positioning yourself in the right place. You know, even my journey is like believing all I knew was I wanted to be a businesswoman at the end. I didn't know how that was going to happen. I didn't know this.
And you don't always need to know the how, but you need to have, you need to have, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. This is what I'm going to do next. This is what I'm going to do next. And it's about creating life by design.
Exactly, Tony. And so we then actually put out to the universe and we bravely share, what are my goals? Because that's often one of the hardest things. You go, I don't want to tell anyone because if they don't happen, I don't want to be embarrassed, right? That's another block. There's so many blocks.
Just going to say, part of this discussion today is I wanted to talk about limited beliefs, because life by design will challenge some of the things that you think and correct some of those limiting beliefs, because you want a life by design. You got to challenge those things. So, Annie, what are some of the most common limiting beliefs that people suffer from? I've got a plethora of them.
There are so many limiting beliefs. There's limiting beliefs once about who you actually believe you could be. right? So there's one of, I don't think I could be this amazing person. Everyone else is amazing and I don't think I could be amazing, whatever that represents to you, right? And we always have delusions of, because of social media and the way people show up
at
the
top
1%, right? You know, they don't obviously always look like that and they're only going to show you the gloss. But so there's a limiting belief of who you could be. There's also the reverse limiting belief of, if I actually am as amazing as I think I could be, would I actually be okay being that person? What if I was famous? What if Annie Gibbons gets on Survivor and everyone around the world knows her and actually shows up in a certain way, and then suddenly I start getting all this massive business exposure and brand exposure, and then I suddenly become this person? Am I going to be okay being that person? Like, you might dream it and then you go, one. So half the people go, I don't know if I could. And the other people go, what if I am? And then that's scary, right? So there's the full
gamut. It is, isn't it? Because there's fear of failure and fear of success, and they kind of are interlinked in my mind, because you don't want to fail, but what if you get the success that you dream of?
What if you're Oprah, right?
What if you're Oprah?
You are the next Oprah. And then you go, oh my gosh, I'm just doing my thing. I dare to dream. And actually, you're the real deal. And, you know, who's to say you're not? You know, not everyone will be the star, and not everyone wants to actually climb every mountain and be the biggest person. You actually just want to do life. So it's actually about that. It's actually just going, for me, what is my best self? What floats my boat? What makes me think, I just love that life, you know? And there's no judgment. There's no.
But the
limiting beliefs in that is actually with that. So one is you're limited by what you think you're capable of. There's a limiting belief of, you know, what if I go through those stages, it'll trigger all of your fears, your fear of embarrassment, your fear of failure, you know, your fear of, you know, reputation, you know, your fear of, you know, just people not liking it, the fear of people being rude or mean to you, you know. And there's all of that. Basically, whenever we grow to a next stage, it will trigger.
You got all of those fears
and fears. It's like I can actually visibly see the handbrakes go on with clients as I coach them. And that's why I've designed this program, Tony, that it's just so
safe
and so supportive.
And
safe, because, you know, that's exactly it. Whenever we dare to progress to the next stage,
you need people around you.
Oh my gosh, but what if it's not successful? You know, automatically you want to go to the end and go, what is success? And we're not measuring. You're often measuring the success on the perfect scenario in maybe 5 years, 10 years. Mm-hmm. How do you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas actually, well, what is success today? What is success tomorrow? You know, is that right? If you've actually, you know, I've got lots of people doing my startup incubator at the moment. So if they're starting a new business, the success isn't actually going, I'll only celebrate success or imagine success in, you know, 2 years or 5 years. It actually is, you're successful because you've, you know, registered your business. You're successful because you've now made.
That's right. Those steps by steps.
Those steps. And the same thing in life by design. You're successful because you have, you know, made that decision to say no to someone who's been treating you badly. I'm not going to, you know, I've now got a plan. I've practiced my response, you know, and we sometimes have to do this until it becomes natural, because we don't want to fail. So you've rehearsed, you've got yourself stronger. Every time you do that, that is successful. You'll have limiting beliefs because you fear the discomfort. As you grow, it feels uncomfortable. You have to get comfortably uncomfortable, I call it. So I learn that I go, now at this stage of my life, I want to be able to get uncomfortable because it means that I'm growing. Yes. All right. Now that is an empowered view, right? And I totally appreciate that, because most of the time till you get to that stage, you'll actually go, oh my gosh, as soon as something feels uncomfortable, like you want to get fitter, you go to the gym, you didn't like having to go out. Sometimes it's rainy. Sometimes you don't feel like it, whatever. And you're definitely going to hurt. It feels uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You don't do it. right? You go dating, it feels uncomfortable. Oh, I have to try, trial and error, that sort of baggagey stuff. And then you go, oh, maybe it's just easier to stay home. Every time you make a decision to change a circumstance of any kind, it will trigger.
It's uncomfortable.
It's discomfort. Mm-hmm. And it's how we actually frame what discomfort is to us. If you decide something is uncomfortable, so therefore I retreat, I therefore don't do, you will always stay where you are. All right, nothing will change. And that is a reality. And that is the hard truth that you think, but maybe it will. You go, no, it won't if you don't become a little bit uncomfortable. But what you have to do is you change the narrative that we learn.
I was going to say.
Face the discomfort. Mm-hmm. Now I go, I hope you're uncomfortable about something this week. What is it? And we treat it as a game. It's exciting. Yeah. We're going to smash it. We're going to nail it. And we're going to, and then once you've done that little leap, every single time we celebrate the win. It is
and,
a win.
And the thing is that once you start to, once you've done it once, you can do it again. And once you've done it twice, you can do it again, because fear is actually just a thought. It's and our brain's a funny thing, isn't it, Annie? Because we're geared for survival. Humans are in our background of our brain, we're geared. So anything that makes us uncomfortable, our brain goes, oh, retreat, retreat, retreat. Well, we're not fighting woolly mammoths anymore. This is just life. So those things that are happening within your mind and that uncomfortableness that you feel, it's not actually going to kill you. In this instance,
that's right. You are definitely not going to die.
This is life by design. You are going to feel a little bit uncomfortable, but that's why Annie's there. That's why you do Annie's course, Life by Design, because you get Annie. Exactly. Annie will help you through it. Like you're not doing it by yourself.
Step by step. And that's why I absolutely love it. All of my programs are a done with you model, right? So you're going to do it. You know, you can go on 24/7 whenever you like. You can, there's a little ebook on every single module. There's coaching on every single module. You turn up, you have your coaching. So you can do things in your own time, in your own way, but it's also done with you, not only with me, then with a global tribe who are there to support you, to encourage you, to say, hey, you wanted to do that. How's it going? Just to, you know, not to embarrass you, not to put you under pressure.
No, just the right amount of pressure. Okay.
So how is that going? And you know why? Because we want you to have that win.
Succeed.
Right? So much so that for me, it'd be like if you've got this view on life that this is where you are, you're at the you're now and you know you're not uncomfortable, you are robbing, my view is you're robbing yourself, the people
the
who are
the world of you, your
the
best
world, the planet of the best of you. And if you start multiplying that out, oh my gosh, look at the difference in society if we were all living our best life, right?
That's right. If all the women across the world were living their life by design, we would change the global trajectory of humanity. We would change climate change. We would end hunger if all the women across the world were living a life by design, because women are creative beings. They have the answers to all the big problems in the world. So that's part of what you do, Annie, is you want women to be living their best life, life by design. What could you do if you let go of limiting beliefs? If you decided that you were going to live a life that you want to create. And I know from working with Annie that that's the crux of why she created this course, because her passion is to empower women globally. And she does that on a whole range of fronts. But fundamentally, life by design is somewhere to start. And if you're a 20-year-old and listening to this program, please jump on and do Life by Design. I want 20-year-olds to be living their life by design now. I don't want you to wait till your 50s like Annie and I. I want you to do it now.
And it's not just you and I, Tony. It's every 50-year-old woman in the planet is going, do it now.
Do it now.
And I know that probably feels like, but, you know, I don't have any problems yet, or I don't have any real issues yet.
Yeah,
Thank God, I say.
Thank goodness.
God. Do it now, because if you actually start putting yourself at the center. You've got to fill your cup. You know, when your cup is empty and other people start draining from it, you're actually just
going into your well.
It'll happen. And it particularly happens for the really lovely people, right? Because you're always giving, giving, giving. Yes. You want to have your glass overflowing because therefore it's not selfish. It means that I am so overflowing, I am happy to give back. You know, I don't have all these weights or this negative stuff. I don't have people, you know, pushing me around. I, you know, I'm assured in the way I approach things, the way I map out my life, the way I make decisions. And therefore, you know, you actually feel, you can just see it as a confidence. It's an assurance. Yeah. And then you go and say, oh my gosh, that's right. If you need anything, I'm actually in a position to then give. My ultimate is that we actually go through that whole evolutionary stage that you can give more, right? You know, so you want to be more, you want to achieve more, you want to earn more. You definitely want to play more and go skiing and have fun.
Yeah.
And you want to give, you want to be able to give more ultimately because that makes an amazing society and the best humanity. But you can't do that if you don't actually look at the source, if you don't have confidence. You know, you go back to, you know, you and I are nurses, Tony, and you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes, of needs.
If you don't have confidence and security, safety and security in who you are, you know, how people treat you, how you respond to things, how you, you know, run the basic elements of your life personally or professionally, you know, and start thinking about that, then how do you ever become a person who is empowered and available to then fully give out to other people and help them on their journey? And that's where we want to be. We want to be in a position in our 50s that we can, you know, give people a leg up and offer to assist them and to be that beautiful person. So,
and Annie, the other thing I was going to say, conversely, at the other end of life, so I'm talking to women over 70, 80, even into 90, it's never too late to create life by design, because realistically you might retire at 70. In this day and age, you've probably got another 30 years. Imagine what you could create if you were living your life by design in your 70s, 80s and 90s. There is a huge amount that you can do.
You could start being an amazing volunteer in your community. You could start actually just doing, adventure trips with oldies. You can
or a comedian like Lizzie.
A comedian, beautiful Lizzie. Yeah, so we went to, Tony and I were on a writer's retreat a couple of weeks ago, and beautiful Lizzie joined my tribe. And what is Lizzie? 91, and she's writing, doing stand-up comedy. At her residence, and she's beautiful poet, and she's just living life, embracing life, and she was so excited to go and say,
oh my God, much energy for a 91-year-old,
all these lovely yummy young ladies, which we were classified as, I love that, and everybody else, because they've just got so much to give. And I seriously love that. My grandma's lived to 99 and 102.
Yes.
And so obviously I've got, unless I get hit by a bus, a lot of life to live. And so that's it. I want to be evolving until the last days, and to be thinking in all of those days, there's always something that I still dream about. There's still something that I need to shift my mindset, because it's a possibility. The fact that Lizzie, who lived in Melbourne, Australia, could then go, I'm going to get my act together and get on this plane and go to this retreat and then meet people and then stay afterwards and then join Annie's tribe and do my poetry and then maybe go back and even write some more material. You know, how fabulous is that?
At 91.
So she sees her now. And even though her now is great, she then goes to the next level of my program and goes, but I still dare to dream. What are my dreams? How do I bring out that next bit? Do I need a mindset shift to be able to believe that I can still do, you know, a number of other things? You know, people who then go into politics or all sorts of things. You just don't know. And it's all about the story that you are going to have. You think you create a story that says, well, I don't want my story to be, you know, if you've had a fantastic childhood, then don't change that story. Just keep evolving.
Correct.
If issues have happened that you go, well, that's become who I am and that's my story. You can actually just go, no, that was a part of your story. And we we package
what
it.
What am I going to rewrite it as?
Now, what am I actually going to rewrite so that I have a positive, empowered, beautiful story that is ready to evolve and to accept all of the goodness, right? Because then we'll lean into, we're operating in laws of attraction. So while you have a negative story, you will attract the negative. You will start, you'll spend a lot of time dwelling in that well, right? And you'll be looking backwards. I like to always be going, am I looking towards my empowered future or am I looking away from it? Which means that I'm looking into that well. And so the more time you can actually have confidence in that framework that you then go, okay, every little step I'm moving towards, one step towards my empowered future, towards what I know is success for me, towards, you know, becoming that person that I want to be or represent or be proud of, you know, whatever that is, then you're doing a great job, right? You know, there's
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't have to be leaps. It doesn't have to be scary. It's not terrifying. It's not, you know, putting yourself so out of your comfort zone that you've seriously, your fingernails have just pierced your skin. You know, we don't need to do that because anyone who does that takes five steps backwards and goes, no, I've tried that
before. Not going to do that again.
Do that again, and totally understandable, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we just want to do the stepping stones.
Safe, incremental moves towards your life by design. Before we run out of time, Annie, I want to mention that people have a discount code that they can use for any of Annie's courses. So that is Annie in the Incubator, that is Life by Design, and the code is TonyTV10. Please use it to jump on and get a discount onto Annie's programs. Once these series of shows finish, you will not have access to the TonyTV10 code anymore, and we want you to take advantage of it today. This course, Life by Design, I encourage any young women who are listening and watching today to jump on and have a look. I wish, and Annie wishes, that someone in their 20s, someone had created courses like this when we were in our 20s, because it would have given us direction and stepping stones and saved us some of the hassles that we've both been through in life.
Yeah.
So, Annie, before we run out of time completely, I just want to quickly talk about the Women's Business Tribe and your scholarships. Incredibly important and powerful part of what you do. Can you tell us about both of those?
Absolutely. So the Women's Business Tribe is basically a global tribe. Anyone can join it at any time. You just go to womensbiztribe.com, sign up for a free month. Even after your free month, it's only going to cost you $10 a week. I have deliberately made it so that it is seriously achievable, that anyone in the planet can be able to join, and it is affordable, absolutely affordable. You will then enter our Facebook community mainly, where I have webinars, like multiple webinars per week that you can just
fantastic
drop into. You can meet people.
Videos.
You can have me doing lives. You can have webinars that I'll be presenting at, or different other people doing different programs will present. You'll get to have a great feel. You'll find people who are actually like you, you know, and learn from people and just feel supported. So if you don't have a really supportive framework at the moment, come and join the tribe. Definitely I invite you today. It doesn't even need a cut. You just come in and go to womensbiztribe.com and just click on
join
a free trial, right? And then tomorrow you'll be, you know, in my tribe and you'll be invited to come along to events.
And you get to hang out with Annie.
That's right. And I just, that's my happy place.
That's got to be worth $10 a week to hang out with Annie, because you get access. Absolutely. I was just going to say, you get access to all of Annie's wisdom. And I'm telling you, people, that you want to get access to that wisdom because it is priceless. And he doesn't want you to make the same mistakes that she's made. So on that note.
To check out the scholarships as well, Ben. So
yes,
when you're
yes,
on the
please.
winfieldtribe.com, make sure you can click on scholarships. I offer $300,000 worth of scholarship value in my programs every year. So now is the time. They're not all exhausted at the moment. There's full scholarships and partial scholarships available. So now is the time. I don't know when they're going to run out. So do it today. Go and sign up for your free trial and also click on scholarships. You might then be able to put in an application. It will get assessed
definitely.
By my team on your need compared to
and
other
it's simple
it's
application.
Really easy to apply, and so it'll only take you a couple of minutes, and then that's in the pot. It's an opportunity. Give it out to the universe. It might be you, right? So if you've got a burning desire to start up or scale up a program, to do a program, to actually just get yourself into a better position in life, I've got so many options for you. Pop in your application, join the tribe so we get to know each other anyway, and you'll find out whether you're in that within a couple of weeks. It's a very quick turnover.
Fantastic.
So I look forward to seeing those applications coming in, Tony.
Please put in your applications. Please use the TonyTV10 to jump on and take advantage of the discount of any of the courses on Annie's website. That, my friends, is your lot for this week. We will be back again next week with the final in the series for Annie. So you haven't got long to take advantage of these scholarships and discount codes, because when we're done, they're done. You can still jump on and meet Annie and jump onto the Business Tribe, but they will be done in terms of discounts. That, my friends, is your lot for this week. Thank you, Annie, for another amazing show with you talking about the way that you empower women to live life better. Don't forget, people, Life by Design is for everyone. No matter your age, I encourage you to jump on and check it out. We will be back next week with another episode of Secret Women's Business, but that is your lot for now. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you so
Bye,
much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Are you ready for success today, ladies? Join Annie Gibbons and the Women's Business Incubator, where she'll teach you how to start up, scale up, and dominate in business so that you can live the life you love. Choose from an online program to suit your needs. Start up, scale up, and dominate in business. Be the CEO of your own life now. Join the womensbizincubator.com.